Our next guest is from RMIT University's Centre for Urban Research, Professor Joe Hurley. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, I mean, our house, we renovated it 13 years ago now, and it has a dark roof. And I remember talking to the builder about it, and he said, oh, yes, this will help keep it warm in winter. It'll save on your heating bills. So why are so many municipalities banning dark roofs now?
Well, it's a combination of things there, Tom. I think your builder is giving you not the best advice. He's advising you to have a poor performing building, which is going to gain heat through the roof, as opposed to good passive design, gaining heat through your windows and other design solutions and keeping you cool in summer. So there's the building side of things. But then there's also the neighbourhood side of things. I'm not sure where you live, Tom, but if you are in an area with lots of dark roofs, lots of paved surfaces and limited vegetations, you can be 5 to 10 degrees hotter in terms of the outdoor environment and the impact that has on the houses as well compared to leafier suburbs.
Right. But, I mean, I remember speaking to a town planning person years ago. I was on radio, and he said that, and this was 15 years ago, that Melbourne was a net heating environment. That is, we spend far more energy on heating in the city than we do on cooling it.
Yeah, that can be true for some houses, but that's not an argument for poor housing design. And we've got to also remember that we're in a climate that is warming. Heat waves are the biggest cause of death in terms of natural disasters in Australia, well above bushfires and floods. And we can't continue to build suburbs that are locking residents into conditions that is for poor livability and, frankly, unhealthy environments in our heat waves in summer.
So what difference, let's say with all these new housing estates, we said, right, all your roofs have to be painted, I don't know, silver or white or something like that. Would that make a difference?
Yes, that would make a difference. It's not about painting them silver or white. It's about having lighter coloured roofs that absorb less heat into the built environment, both into the house and then releasing that heat during the day and overnight to exacerbate the urban heat island effect. So it's about having sensible passive design solutions to improve the comfort of the individual dwelling and also to reduce the heating of the overall urban environment.
Yeah, but again, I've got some figures here from Sustainability Victoria. They say that heating accounts for 43% of the running costs of the average home in Victoria. Cooling only accounts for 4%. I must say, from my own experience, during the winter months, we have heating of some form on almost every day, whereas during summer, we'd only use air conditioning maybe 6 or 7 days in the 3 months of summer.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is, you were talking about locking in poor home design to, kind of with this false argument that you're going to spend less money in winter. You spend significant amounts of money on air conditioning in summer. Many people don't have access to air conditioning or decide they can't use it in summer or are affected by brownouts. So designing houses that, because of the way you build them, are gaining heat in summer, with an easy fix, lighter coloured surfaces on the exterior, is just not sensible design.
So, okay, so just so I got this right, so a dark roof is basically bad design, but a very light coloured roof is much better overall.
Yeah, if you're talking about trying to gain heat in winter sensibly, there are a whole range of good passive design solutions in terms of the orientation of windows and gaining winter sunlight access that we can do with houses which don't need, a black roof as a way to get around the winter heating solution is not sensible design.
Well, then why are black roofs so popular? I mean, we don't really look at the top of our houses. It's not like it's an aesthetic thing. Why is that the choice of colour?
I mean, that's a really good question, Tom. I think some of it might be aesthetics. I think sometimes it's just what's kind of the norm. We see a lot of those black colours coming into the palette in new urban development over the last 20 years, potentially. But it's not good for the thermal performance of either our houses or our suburbs.
All right, thank you for your time. Professor Joe Hurley there from RMIT University's Centre for Urban Research. I don't know. I've only done a bit of reading about this, but it suggests that it's like having a black car. A dark coloured house does better in winter and worse in summer, and a light coloured house is the other way around.